The site includes links to home pages for all the tribal governments and a map of where all the reservations in the state are. Department of Administration spokesperson Scott Larrabee says it also links to the 12 state agencies that tribes work with. The goal is to eliminate overlapping services in health care, education, law enforcement, and others.
What you get there is enhanced cooperation and hopefully savings for, you know, taxpayers and then the tribes themselves so that we don't duplicate services. Tribal members have dual citizenship both in the state of Wisconsin and their tribe, so that's where you can get some services overlap and things like that. It really asks state agencies to make sure that they're taking all of that into account.
Tribes began meeting with state agencies last spring. Stockbridge-Munsee Tribal Chairman Bob Chick says it's the first time cabinet secretaries from state agencies have sat down and talked to tribes face-to-face about how to tailor state programs to the needs of tribal governments in the same way they do for cities and counties.
I have great hope that these kinds of regular meetings between the agencies, the secretaries, and the tribal leaders will really produce a better relationship between the state and the tribes, and I think that's what this is all about.
Chick says the new web page also offers a valuable new resource for the public to learn more about how tribal government works and the contributions the tribes are making to the state both culturally and economically. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.